poll. PS4 or Xbox One? Raj?
Xbox One.
Penny?
Huh?
Leonard?
PS4.
Wallowitz?
Both great.
Bernadette?
I like the Wii.
Thanks, Grandma.
Oh my goodness.
What's up?
I just got an email from my ex-girlfriend, Lucy. She misses me and wants to get together.
Two women at the same time? Nice job, playa.
Really?
Was it the two women thing or the playa? It was the playa.
What am I supposed to do? How am I supposed to choose between Emily and Lucy?
Why do you have to choose? Date both of them.
I can't date two women at once. Zero women, that's my sweet spot.
Unless you're sleeping with one of them, seeing other people isn't a big deal.
But what if one of them asked me what I was up to the night before and I was with the other one? Then what, do I lie?
Yes.
What do you mean, yes?
What do you mean, yes?
Were you seeing other women when we started dating?
No, were you seeing other men?
No.
Were you seeing other men?
No.
Aren't you gonna ask me?
Come on, really?
Thank you so much for letting us pick your brain.
Yeah, I'm happy to help. So what's going on?
Well, I'm having an impossible time getting my career off the ground, and I got offered a role in this crappy horror movie, and I just don't know if I should take it.
Well, I've certainly taken some jobs that I've been embarrassed by.
I wouldn't exactly call Star Trek embarrassing.
I wasn't.
Me either.
So what do you think? Is there a professional downside to doing it?
Well, it's tricky. You want to take projects that you're excited about, but sometimes you also have to pay the bills. When you're on the set, working on something that you just know in your heart is bad, not Star Trek.
Yeah. Beam me up. I love it.
Anyway, those jobs can be soul-crushing.
That's what I'm afraid of.
So, I was in Stand By Me when I was a kid, and it was a huge success. The terrible movies I did came after that. And imagine how that feels.
Sounds rough.
Telling you, this business is brutal. To this day, I hate going on auditions. Like, I walk in and I can just feel them thinking, he was such a cute kid. What happened to him? And then I don't get the job, and I can never find out why. Honestly, I get so depressed there are entire weeks that I can't even get out of bed.
Okay, this was helpful.
Any news on your coworker who's in the hospital?
Poor thing, she was in surgery for 18 hours. She's alive, but she's still in critical condition.
Oh, no.
The one bit of good news is they put her in a medically induced coma before she read the card. So, you know, silver linings.
Were you like this when I married you?
Don't worry about it, buddy. Okay, bye. That was Will. He's feeling a lot better. Apparently, he's 12 down in the TV Guide crossword puzzle.
Did he help you make a decision about the movie?
No. Did you figure out what you're gonna do about the two girls?
As a matter of fact, I did. I've spent so many years living in fear, saying no to new experiences, but from now on, I'm gonna say yes. Yes to love, yes to adventure, yes to life, whatever it may be, the answer's going to be yes.
He's gonna die alone, right?
Yes.
I'm proud of you, Sheldon.
Yeah, I'm proud of me too. I've done all my research, I conducted an informal poll, and I've arrived at the rock-solid certainty I've made the right choice.
Well, that's gotta be a good feeling.
Oh, it is. Although...
Oh, crap.
Now, I had the same feeling when I made my dad buy a Betamax instead of a VHS.
You were just a little kid.
Yeah, a little kid who picked the wrong format to record the McNeil-Lehrer report. I was certain that HD DVD would win out over Blu-ray.
How old were you then?
Old enough to know better. You know, and now that I think about it, I stood in front of a case of iPods and I bought a Zune.
What's a Zune?
Yep, exactly. It's an MP3 player brought to us by the makers of Xbox.
No, what are you doing? No, pick that back up. You know it's good. You did the research.
But what if I'm wrong?
You know what? How about I buy it for you? How about I buy you both?
You know I only have one slot available on my entertainment center.
Then I'll buy you a new entertainment center.
Yeah, okay, sure. But which one?
How about this? I've heard that if you flip a coin, it will tell you how you actually feel, because you'll either be disappointed or excited by the outcome.
Interesting.
So heads, it's PS4. Tails, it's Xbox One.
All right, I'll try.
What is it?
A quarter.
Could have given it back to me. That was a choice.
You look really pretty tonight.
Thanks. I love that jacket.
Thank you. Thanks. I'm sorry, I can't do this. My ex-girlfriend emailed me, and I'm seeing her sad today. And I'm glad you like it. It's from J. Crew.
I don't understand.
My friends told me it was okay to see more than one person at a time, but it feels like I'm being deceitful.
Are you getting back together with her?
No, I have no idea. What would you do?
Usually on first dates, I talk about music and stuff. But I was promised weird, so let's do this. How serious were you two?
Well, to be honest, we only went on 4 dates, hugged twice, kissed once, and there was a handshake loaded with sexual innuendo.
Wait, so a girl you never slept with sent you an email, and you felt so guilty about it that you had to tell me?
Yeah.
That's kind of adorable.
Are you sure? Because this is the part of the night where I've said something stupid and the girl usually leaves.
I'm still here.
Yeah, but now you make me wonder what's wrong with you.
We just met. You don't need to tell me about other people you're seeing.
Really? Because I'm dating 2 women is basically the only cool thing I can say about myself.
On the one hand, the Xbox One has a better camera, but the PS4 has a removable hard drive. Thoughts?
I can't feel my legs.
Oh, I'm sorry, guys, but the store closed 5 minutes ago.
But I haven't decided yet.
You have to come back tomorrow. The registers are closed.
Let's get you some food. You'll feel better after you eat.
Okay.
What do you want? Like Thai food? A burger?
I don't know!